This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, May 20th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said today that the MAHA Commission report would come out on Thursday. President Trump tasked the MAHA Commission and HHS Secretary Kennedy with investigating chronic illness and delivering an action plan to fight childhood diseases. Members of the commission include Kennedy, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, and others. The commission's task was to, quote, assess the threat that potential overutilization of medication, certain food ingredients, certain chemicals, and certain other exposures posed to children with respect to chronic inflammation or other established mechanisms of disease using rigorous and transparent data, including international comparisons. It is no secret that Kennedy has vehemently opposed many modern ag practices, including pesticides and genetically engineered crops. Because the Food and Drug Administration of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are housed within HHS, Kennedy does have an influence over the agriculture sector. Now, on the campaign trail, President Trump pledged to investigate pesticides as a part of an effort winning support from Kennedy's backers. Some expect that report to single out herbicides glyphosate and atrazine. The report may also single out a lack of exercise, use of technology, time spent looking at screens, and the medical system. The American Farm Bureau Federation's President Zippy Duvall today urged President Trump and his advisors to carefully review the MAHA Commission report to ensure it is based on sound science and not ideological theories. Duvall said, quote, America's farmers and ranchers are committed to doing the right thing, including producing a safe, affordable, and nutritious food supply. We welcome recommendations based on facts and hope the president will insist in the case with the upcoming report from the MAHA Commission. Farmers feed their families the same food they produce for America's families. We rely on credible science to guide our practices. We welcome efforts to improve health outcomes in America, but recommendations to limit farming practices based on unproven theories could have severe unintended consequences. A coalition representing crop producers, including the American Soybean Association, the National Corn Growers Association, the National Association of Wheat Growers, and International Fresh Produce Association, issued this statement. Despite the effort of many of our organizations to work with the MAHA Commission to provide factual information about American food production, we have heard disturbing accounts that the Commission report may suggest that U.S. farmers are harming Americans through their production practices and creating food that is destroying our microbiome and bodies, leading directly to our chronic disease crisis. Nothing could be further from the truth. The statement continues, nutrition matters, health matters, and the confidence of consumers in the food supply matters tremendously. Such a conclusion would run counter to the scientific evidence and decades of findings from the Environmental Protection Agency. In other news, in the week ahead, the Department of Agriculture is set to offer a 7-state cattle on feed report this week. The trade anticipates the on feed number will be down 1.5% compared to a year ago, placements down 2.9%, and marketing's down 3.2%. The department's cattle on feed report is due at 3:00 Friday afternoon in Washington. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.